the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
Hey folks, thanks for joining me. Another show here at Real Estate Realities. And I tell you what, we're going to put a pause button on the real estate talk this week, possibly next week, amid everything going on, right? I'm still doing business. We have 13 homes under contract, so it's not like real estate's come to a halt. But I do feel like during these times, we need to be more wise with what we're talking about on the radio and making sure that we're putting the community first rather than continuing to talk about real estate every week, because it's this simple, folks. Real estate, I love it. I love helping people create the passive income. But during times like this, there's so many more important things we can do to help the community rather than continuing to talk about interest rates and the average price of homes. I love that. And I'll continue talking about it when we're through this. As a community, it was so unbelievable this last Monday partnering with Marigold and Happy Tap. We served over 1,100 meals. Unbelievable. They ran out of food at 7:30. And Brett over at Happy Tap went through 12 kegs. And it was salmon, steaks, craft beer. I mean, that is what they deserve. Fine food, because these are our heroes on the front lines supporting our community. So make sure you keep them in your thoughts and prayers. We're going to have a very special guest joining me on this next segment, Pastor Jeff Anderson. He is the faith advisor for Congressman Lamborn. And I talked to Jeff this week and I said, you know, really what we need is for you to come on the air and give us the encouragement and finish up by saying a prayer for our medical personnel and first responders, because that is what is most important and near and dear to my heart right now. On the third segment, we will have Austin Darby join us with Main Street Insurance, because as you have more time and you're sitting at home, yes, you do have time to look at your insurance. You do have ways to save. I just looked at my policy on my home. It came up for renewal and saved $300 through Austin, because he said, hey, there's another company we can go through that just came into my broker account, and we're using this time wisely to look at the insurance and also, folks, your real estate taxes. So call me. This is Justin Hermes, 232-1063. If you want to lower that monthly payment, let's look at your interest rate, your taxes, and get a wealth of knowledge from Austin Darby with Main Street Insurance. We'll be on our third segment. Once again, folks, you're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. I'm a Colorado Springs native. I'm with RE/MAX Properties. I'm very passionate about this community. All right, folks, you're listening to Real Estate Realities. Justin Hermes, 232-1063. Make sure you listen to our great sponsors on the break and stick around to hear some great encouragement from Pastor Jeff Anderson.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Don't put it all on the line for just one road. You've got to have an ace in the hole.
Folks, welcome back to the second segment here of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for sticking around. If you have any questions about what we're talking about or the sponsors, feel free to call me at 232-1063. We have a very special guest, Pastor Jeff Anderson. Welcome to the show.
Man, Justin, it's great to be with you, and it's great to be able to address our community at such an important time.
Yeah, and you've been here for quite a while. You're a staple in this community. Can you just tell the radio listeners a little bit about what you've done and what you're currently doing now?
Well, gosh, yeah, I'm a native. My dad came, my parents came to Colorado Springs from Michigan when I was less than a year old. So 1969 until now, I've been here over 50 years. Graduated from Rampart High School and had the wonderful privilege of pastoring a church here for 25 years, Grace Bible Church. And so to be in my hometown and minister, to develop relationships, man, I just loved doing all of that. And because I love our community, I had a wonderful opportunity when Congressman Doug Lamborn contacted me and said, hey, we have a role that we'd like you to serve. At the time, I was transitioning from being a pastor into an international ministry. And he said, hey, really want you to serve our community by doing faith-based outreach. Have a relationship with the faith community and just describe to them the services that our office can provide. And so for about the last 3 years, I've been serving as the faith outreach director for Congressman Doug Lamborn.
That's fantastic. And I know we've talked about it before. Are there any other congressmen or senators for that matter who have a faith advisor position that's similar to yours?
If there are, it would just be a handful, like less than five that we're aware of. But Justin, the situation that we're facing as a nation right now just highlights why every member of Congress, and it doesn't matter what political background they come from, every member of Congress should have someone serving their district or constituent base, just like what I'm doing through the faith community.
I completely agree with that because during this time, that's really what gets a lot of people through. So that's a great statement.
Well, it's a recognition that the solutions for our community, for our district, are not going to primarily come out of Washington, D.C. Yes, we need to send someone back to D.C. and make sure that we're involved in federal legislation. But the real solutions for problems in our community are going to come from our community, and it's going to come from the faith-based organizations. So the privilege I have is to convene or draw different ministries together and say, what can we do better together to address some of the problems in our community? So we've been able to partner together in addressing student suicide. Now, veteran suicide is just a critical issue in our community that we need the government and faith community to all come together. Homelessness and housing, which is how we met, because we were talking about affordable housing. And man, rather than bureaucrats in D.C. telling us what we should do, how much better when local government, local faith-based groups and nonprofits come together and say, what can we do to make our community better?
Getting people together who want to help is key. So for the radio listeners, I think that's really, you fill that vital role of connecting people in the community who really want to better the organizations and help with things such as housing, correct?
That's really it. Whether it's housing or, for instance, you and I have met with some people from Oxford House, mm-hmm. where we're able to come and say, man, you know, rather than just a government program, how much better when there's a grassroots solution that comes and then be able to support that within our community. So, Justin, what you do is really critical in our community. And I just have to tell you, as awful as this virus is and as awful as the economy is, there's things that we should be encouraged about. And the main thing we should be encouraged is how people are reaching out and serving each other. I'm telling you, man, I don't know of anyone in the world that is more neighborly toward each other as Americans right now.
I think that's huge, and that is what, you know, I want the radio listeners to know. That's a big reason why we did our event for first responders and medical personnel at Marigold and Happy Tap this last week, because it is sad what is going on. But just like after 9/11, we band together as Americans and as a community. We can really get through this, and as weird as it sounds, there can be some good that comes from a terrible virus like this. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And our experience right now is the primary good is, again, not just coming from legislation. I mean, we have every reason to be concerned about what happens in D.C., the amount of money they're talking about. But the stories that encourage me are things like this. Our first responders, and you talked about our medical personnel, but there's a group of pastors that had heard that doctors and nurses weren't being able to eat at work because the cafeterias were closing down. And this is in our own community. And so when they heard about that, they said, man, our doctors and nurses from our churches aren't eating, so we're going to come in and we're going to be feeding people. And they set up a rotation where different churches are bringing in breakfast, they're bringing in lunch, bringing in dinner, taking care of the doctors and nurses that are putting their life on the line by serving our community. And when I hear things like that, man, it just gives us hope, and it gives us a recognition that says, man, we are better together, and we're going to come through this because we're going to come through, not everyone doing their own thing or looking out for number one, but we're going to come through because we're looking out for each other.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes our country great, and I think that's really what makes El Paso County great, because you look at the neighborhoods, you look at people banding together. I talked earlier about this fundraiser we did. I had two people contact me. I had a bunch of people contact me, but two people who were significant responses and said, we're going to go out and donate 500 meals to a certain medical facility. And then I had another realtor call me and say, we're going to do meals at Marigold next week for all the teachers.
Wow.
Just to say, you know what? First off, teachers don't make as much as they should, number one. Number two, they're dealing with this virus. They're having to figure out how to teach from home. And there's a lot of stress there as well. So I think those are the stories I like to share, because there's, when you look at the mainstream media, there is a lot of negativity. But if you can get positive messages out there, I think really that your attitude controls your altitude through this thing. I'm a big believer in that.
Justin, there's no doubt. I've gotten to the point where I've just turned the TV off, because all of the nonsense and drama, you know, that I hear from so many different angles. But then to have a program like yours that's coming into our own community and saying, all right, rather than fuss and complain about things, what can we do to not only do some good ourselves, someone like you, but what can we do to provoke other people toward love and good works? All right. What can we do to provoke other people to raise some funds, give some things? And I'm telling you, man, generosity is contagious. And man, that'd be so much better if we have a virus of love and generosity by which people are helping each other. Some other examples. I mean, we got a number of high risk people in our community that are struggling to maybe get their prescription or to be able to get their food. But there are so many examples of faith communities that are coming alongside and saying, okay, well, if there's so-and-so, then you give me the name, give me the number, we'll figure out what's their grocery list and how we can provide the food for them. So some things that I would ask people to just be paying attention to, I would ask you to really be thinking about Crossfire Ministries right now, who's providing meals for anyone who will stop by and pick up food. They do it all the time, but it's even more critical now. Renee Beebe is the lady who runs Crossfire. That's a great grassroots ministry that people can partner with. Or if there's someone here who's listening who's really needing some assistance, Mercy's Gate is another organization. You can look it up online. And Mercy's Gate provides food, but then they also provide some help with utilities or rent. But then they also help with some financial counsel, how to get through a time like this. So Mercy's Gate, Crossfire Ministries. Of course, everyone is familiar with the Springs Rescue Mission because you have such a good collaboration and a partnership with them. But gosh, man, I'm going to be guilty of leaving some people out. Catholic Charities is doing a great job. Of course, there's Salvation Army. But, you know, all these organizations are vital right now because people need some assistance. They need a neighbor. And Justin, I just want to thank you for helping get the word out about this stuff.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for what you do. You know, I tell people I enjoy selling real estate. I love it. But at the end of the day, the things you do, the things the doctors are doing, the medical, our faith leaders, you go, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, because these houses, they eventually go away. Money goes away. But the things that last and leave a lasting impact, you know, are the things you're doing in the community and these other faith leaders are. So we appreciate you so much for your leadership and getting the right people together.
Well, it really is an honor to do it. And it just, what I love about it is there's so many great people in our community, and I get to hear all these wonderful stories. And every once in a while, I get to share them in a broader way, like today. So last thing I'm going to mention is Cause I Love You, COS, Colorado Springs, I Love You. Is doing a good job. If there's anyone listening to the program today that's really in a desperate spot, you don't know how to get food, you don't know how to get out and get your prescription, you can call 211. If you dial 211, there's going to be requests that go out and they'll get to Cause I Love You, and then they do a good job of distributing that throughout the faith community to a number of different churches. And the other thing is, Justin, I'm going to throw it out there, and man, maybe it's a little danger zone, but I'm going to give you my cell phone. Anyone out there in the community who needs someone to help you, I can make some connections. And so my number is 202-770-5165. 202-770-5165. And that's my cell phone. It's a Washington, D.C. number, but it's my work cell phone. And I'd be happy to get you connected to someone who can help. You don't need to feel like you're alone, and you don't need to get desperate. There's people in our community who want to help you.
Amen. That's it. That's it. And leading into that, we got 2 minutes left. Would love for you to say a prayer for our government officials, those in D.C., those locally who are making big decisions right now. Pray for the medical personnel, the first responders, anything else that's on your heart to pray for.
All right.
I just think that is the biggest thing right now is prayers and thoughts for these people on the front lines. Go ahead.
Well, ultimately, Lord, our eyes are looking to you because you are our help and you're our strength and our deliverer. And we're praying, Lord, for people in our community, but around our country, around the world that are needing healing. And I pray that you would heal. I pray for doctors and nurses that you would protect them as they provide the care that's so needed. I pray, Lord, for relief organizations. They're sacrificing and serving, protect their personnel, number one, but then also provide what's necessary for them to get the food and the relief to people who are most desperately needing it. But Lord, we're looking to you, and I pray that you'll just provide and strengthen. I pray that the church and the synagogue and the mosque, I pray that our faith communities will be stronger now than they've ever been because they're putting into practice the things that they've been thinking about and believing for a long time. But Lord, help us right now to not just be hearers of the word, help us to be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That is fantastic. Thanks so much for your time. We know you're very busy. That's Pastor Jeff Anderson, the Senior Faith Advisor for Congressman Lamborn. Really appreciate you joining us.
Hey, if they need information as far as government things, like if you need small business loans, if you're needing help applying for workers' comp or unemployment, go to Congressman Doug Lamborn's site. Congressman Doug Lamborn, look at the website, and we have a page that has all of the information that you could possibly need as far as from the government standpoint.
Perfect.
So, Justin,
perfect.
Thank you, man. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much. You take care.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
All right, folks. Stick around for our third segment here at Real Estate Realities. Austin Darby joining us from Main Street Media.
Lean on me when you're not strong. And I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Folks, welcome back to the third segment of Real Estate Realities. We got Austin. He's so excited. He jumped in, tried to grab the intro. I love the energy, baby.
Woo!
How you doing?
Hey, doing great today, Justin. How about you?
It's good. It's good. Very good. You know what? We had, I'm going to tell you, the segment before we had on Pastor Jeff Anderson, the senior faith leader for Congressman Lamborn. He said a prayer for our medical personnel, for our first responders, and talked about all the things they're doing in the community, which is just so, so encouraging. I want to remind the radio listeners, if you need to call Lamborn's office, that's 520-0055. That's 520-0055. If you need help with anything, they are there to help you. Austin, how are you doing through this coronavirus, and how has it impacted your business, and what are the things you are seeing on the insurance end?
I mean, honestly, it's been pretty good. Everybody's at home, so they're taking time to really look into their financials. You know how it's working. I mean, we're essential. I looked at the list, and we're actually an essential business. You know, being in insurance, being in real estate, being in mortgage, anything with our field, I mean, we're definitely essential. And I mean, I've noticed a lot of influx in business because people have more time on their hands. They're going, okay, maybe I'm losing income. Maybe I'm not. Either way, there's more time because you're not out and about doing a bunch of stuff outside of work, even if you are still working. So it's been pretty good for me. I don't know. It's not a good thing by any means for the world, but in this time, insurance has been crucial for people to look into and go, hey, I can save some money here and, you know, live a little longer through this downtime.
That's right. I mean, it gives a little bit of a pause button for those radio listeners out there to really address, you know, finances that they maybe have looked past, tighten the belt a little bit. And I shared with the radio listeners that I even did that myself. We're looking at one of my policies, getting it over to a different company and saving some money. So there is time on hands now. There's really no excuse to not look over your insurance premiums and call Austin Darby. He does all my insurance, folks. He's worked with a lot of the radio listeners so far, and they've been very happy. His number is 464-4705. That's 464-4705. Has it impacted any insurance claims or anything like that?
So as far as claims go, it's really kind of strange. Some companies are delaying fixing things because they can't have a large workforce. So it depends on what the task is. I mean, if it's replacing a window, they can usually get it done because they can have, you know, a couple people come out. But when it's something big like a roof, companies are kind of tightening up a little bit, but not too much, because most jobs can be done with less than 10 workers. So those guys are still getting out there, getting it done. But one way it really is impacting a lot of people is, you know, right now, if you're switching, they require less down payment. So usually they require at least 1 month down payment, but most companies are only requiring a half a month. And some are requiring no down payment whatsoever. So that's been really huge for people that want to switch their insurance. And also, like, Progressive sent out an email yesterday that said they would not cancel anyone that was unable to make a payment during this time. They're one of my top three companies for sure. You know, Progressive, Safeco, and Nationwide, they're all trying to do their part to help out and basically say, hey, look, if you don't pay your insurance this month, don't pay it next month, we're not going to cancel you. You just need to make it up whenever these times come back and people go back to work. So that's been really huge and helpful for a lot of my clients. They've all been asked about that. You know, I mean, hey, I'm not working. I'm not able to pay a bunch of my bills. And this is one of them right here. I don't want my insurance to get canceled. And luckily, these companies are responding saying, hey, look, we definitely understand the situation. Right now, we'll take the hit as long as you can kind of pay us back later type of thing. So it's been awesome that they've been able to do that for my customers.
That's great. And that's huge that they're working with the consumers. Something for the radio listeners to really know, because they may not know that. And we're doing the same thing with property management, working with people on rents. And then also, you know, many of the mortgage companies working with people on their mortgage payments, putting them to the back end of that policy. But Austin, you haven't had any issues with getting any claims processed or onboarding people, just with the lack of the availability of workers, I should say.
No, that's what's great about the industry. I mean, I just had a meeting with my company headquarters, and I was talking to my VP, and they were thinking right now is a good time to market insurance and hire on employees, because this is something we can always do. All the people that I've spoken with from Safeco, from Nationwide, from Progressive, and all the other companies, they're all working remote. And it's kind of a luxury we have in the business, is we're able to work remote if we need to. So it's a business that, I mean, if I were to hire someone on right now, they wouldn't have to come to my office. We could train over a Zoom chat. We could train over a FaceTime, and you can, you know, always work remotely in this industry. So it's been great. And handling a claim, same thing. A claims adjuster will go out, and it's not a super high risk, because, you know, it's still, like I said, it's essential. It's essential that you get your claim fixed and taken care of. So they're still having claims adjusters go out and look at things and, you know, keeping right social distancing whenever they do go into that situation and say, hey, look, you know, step back, stay away, sanitize. Everything is, you know, being handled properly according to the situation we have going on. So, I mean, you're one of the people, like you just said, we're shopping into one of your homes right now and looking at shopping the rate. And that's something that, you know, is very convenient for a lot of people. That's what I had three of them yesterday. People called me and said, hey, look, I think this is a little expensive. Can we look around? You know, so I went through and I shopped their insurance again. And for two out of three, I was able to find them a better deal. So it's always educating any of my clients, even when it's not in times like this, at renewal, make sure you're paying the same. Make sure you're not being increased for no reason. It's really just look into your policies and shop it if you need to.
And that's the thing. People are tight on money right now, and it's just like, guys, you're listening to this. You're tight on money. I mean, look at the things you can control. Look at your insurance. Look at your property taxes. Look at your interest rate. There's real no excuses. You know, so Austin's right. You need to call him. Austin, what's your cell phone number?
It's 719-464-4705. And I'm available anytime. You know, I've been trying to work all day, all night. Make sure I can do anything I can do to help my clients or future clients. I even had someone call in yesterday. It was just looking for information. I don't mind giving it out. I want to help educate you so you make the right decisions when it comes to your finances, especially in times like this where they might be compromised.
That's right, and that's why we have partnered with Austin, folks. He has the heart of the teacher, and that is the big thing for us. He gives good information, he gives good service, and he helps save money. And that's why he fits with Real Estate Realities, folks. Very passionate about what he has done for myself, my rates, my properties, saving me money, and then so many of my radio listeners and colleagues. You have the right way of going about things, Austin. We thank you so much for coming on every month and choosing to partner with us on this show.
Yeah, I really appreciate having you. It's like you said, it's about having a good team with integrity. You know, we do right by our people, and I really appreciate that about you and everyone that we work with. I mean, it's do right by people, help out in our community, and do the best we can do to make sure everyone gets through tough times the best that they possibly can with our help, you know, and guide them as much as we can.
Any more words of advice or anything you want to say to the radio listeners?
Yeah, like I said, you know, even if you are working, you still have extra time. Take a peek. Look at what you're paying. If you're paying more than $100 a month per car, if you're paying more than $100 a month for your home and you're living in a home that's less than $500,000, please take a peek. Worst thing you can do is give me a call.
There it is. Austin, you take care. Stay safe, my friend.
Yes, sir. You as well. Thanks a lot, Justin.
All right, folks, like I end every show, houses, money, they are all fleeting. It's become very, very real with this virus that is out there. There's a lot of truth in that, so make sure you spend time with your loved ones and pray for our medical personnel and all our first responders. You've listened to another show of Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.